If I had told you back in the 1980s that the New York Stock Exchange would go down for 4 hours with no explanation than an electronic glitch, you would probably have bought a bunch of flashlight batteries and run for a bomb shelter. But that's exactly what happened yesterday, in a day that saw the Wall Street Journal site also go down and thousands of United Airlines flights stuck on the ground in what was called a server snafu. It's quite possible that some techie with a high security clearance somewhere could illuminate this a bit beyond the Department of Homeland Security statement saying there was no evidence of deliberate sabotage. But today the headline is much like the belated acknowledgement that the Confederate flag needs to go. We're learning what insiders have known for a while, that the New York Stock Exchange is no longer some stone and marble foundation for all of the world's business and wealth. It's become just another website. With us is Heidi Moore, business editor at Mashable. Is that too extreme to say it's kind of just a website?
No, I think it's pretty much accurate. It's just a stock exchange now. We have 10 others, and stocks can be traded on any one of them just as easily. And so the New York Stock Exchange has lost its global dominance, especially because you've seen stocks in London, in China, in Australia, start to pick up a lot more of that global volume. We are in a global world, and the New York Stock Exchange doesn't straddle finance as it once used to.
So people shifted yesterday. I mean, the market just said, oh, the New York Stock Exchange is closed. We'll just go somewhere else. And there were at least 11 options.
Yeah, absolutely. It's built into the infrastructure of the market. You know, if you picture the market like a highway, and so there are each trade, each stock trade is a car going down the highway. And so if the highway gets blocked, those cars are easily detoured to another stock exchange, another highway. And so that works pretty efficiently because so many things are run by computers these days, and the computers move fast, those cars move fast, but it's also becoming more and more efficient. But the other side of efficiency is the same way that if you play too many video games on your computer, it's going to crash. It's the same way with the stock market. It runs on computers too, and they're not invincible.
But this raises the issue that we've kind of mentioned before, and that is all those people running around on the financial channels, they're really like cast in some ancient high school musical. They're a part of theater. They don't really matter, any of them, right?
Yeah, and you know, I think that's a really apt metaphor because the New York Stock Exchange itself is theater. There are people on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange doing trades. They have these little machines with screens on them, and they used to yell, they used to call out, right, the
right.
men on the floor. And they're there mainly for the theater. They're there as a legacy of how the stock exchange used to work. They're absolutely not necessary because everything really is run by computers. But we do see kind of these grand world historical comparisons to devastation and loss when a stock market goes out for just a bit. But it's not true. It's a pretty cold, efficient system. It's as uncaring and as inhuman as you could possibly imagine. And it takes care of itself. So there's really no reason to kind of dramatize it. As a matter of fact, a lot of people in the stock market itself, traders, weren't worried. You know, they just took a long lunch. And this happens a lot, not just on the New York Stock Exchange, but on the NASDAQ, on other exchanges.
And I was talking with my daughter yesterday about the Friday ticker tape parade for the women. That is unprecedented for the women soccer that will take place in downtown Manhattan. And she said, what's ticker tape?
Exactly.
Which is part of the same story.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, they don't even use ticker tape for those parades. They just shred some papers that they have around because we don't have ticker tape anymore. Yeah, you know, the whole financial system is still working through the legacy of what it used to be, you know, big banks or stock traders, things like that. And we're moving towards a future that we can't really describe right now. Stock trading is going to happen very differently 10 years from now. The entire financial system will look different. We don't know how that is. And so we're in this liminal stage where we're just sort of trying to muddle through and do the best we can. And so as we work through that legacy financial system and move towards a far more computerized, high-speed future, you're going to see these moments of tension, particularly as we saw on a day when Greece is having trouble, when the Chinese stock market is halfway shut down, when there were other outages of major companies. It adds a general sense of anxiety, but you know, we're going to have to work through that because that's what the stock market reacts to. And when it reacts to that, it gets more nervous, stocks spike, you get more what we call volatility, it goes up and down. Sometimes you get more volume, which means more people trading, and that tests the limits of our computer systems.
But no panic yesterday, and the good news is if you look globally, there are plenty of backups to the New York Stock Exchange, and that's probably a good thing. Heidi Moore, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Heidi Moore, business editor at Mashable.